Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and hour number three on Monday is the indubitable. Josh Bernstein has his show stationed over at patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And Josh, you're discussing the issue with Zuckerberg and Facebook. They banned you during the time of the election so you wouldn't have influence, and now you're back. And I'm sure you're not going to be happy, and you're going to post things that are going to put, you know, say, salt into the open wound of Facebook, who's lost months in a row. Their stocks are dropping like rockets. People are getting tired of the manipulation against conservatives and people who just want to ask questions on Facebook. It's disgusting, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And yes, look, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm absolutely thrilled and ecstatic that Facebook has lost, you know, 3 months in a row. Stock revenue, their stock prices have gone down 3 months in a row. As you mentioned previously, they banned me from Facebook at the very end of October, like the 30th or 31st, for 30 days, and basically because they didn't want me and many other conservatives to have any influence in the...
They did it to me too, by the way, and Dr. Deagle...
blocking us from being able to get our message out.
Right, and we're just conservative people to ask good questions, aren't we?
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. And look, you know, you cannot police social media. You know, the problem that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and some of these other companies are having is that they are a platform. They're a platform.
They're a utility, right?
Right, exactly. And actually, they're in violation of the Federal Communications Decency Act, Section 230, which basically says that these platforms are not supposed to be policing the content. Now, granted, if there is content that clearly shows, a violent act and or a call for violence or something of that nature, then, yeah, that's not free speech.
Yeah, but that should be the FBI and some other government agency
right,
that monitors.
Exactly. But to say that Mark Zuckerberg is a moron or something, or that's an opinion. Many people have that opinion. That doesn't mean that it's hate speech, and it doesn't mean that it's violent or that it's causing violence or anything like that. So it's just quite ridiculous, really, when you think about it, you know, how they have been able to manipulate everything so much.
By the way, you heard that in Europe, the European Commission made it against the rules that you can't have First Amendment rights if you criticize Muhammad or Islam. You can criticize Jews or Christians or anybody else. You criticize Muhammad, man, it's not okay. Isn't that wild?
Right. And you know, it's interesting. A couple of years ago, there was an experiment done in which a Jewish organization in Israel posted two different pages. They created two different pages. One page was pro-Israel, the other page was pro-Palestinian. And on the Israel page, it talked about the Palestinians, it talked about them in a negative way, a negative light, and that page was banned and taken down almost instantly. However, the Palestinian page that talked about Jews in a negative way, and said all kinds of horrific things about Jews in Israel, that page was allowed to stay up. And that was allowed to stay up for weeks before it was brought to their attention, and then they finally corrected it and took it down. But the reason the experiment was done was to prove that Facebook is a one way. I mean, if you're against, you know, Israel, if you're against anything, not Israel, if you're against, you know, Muslims or Palestine, or you talk about terrorism, or you believe in being pro-life, or you believe in the Second Amendment, you're somehow a threat. You're, you know, you're a harasser of others, or you don't meet the community standards. It's absolutely ridiculous what, you know, the double standard that exists within
Facebook. Why don't we call it two-faced booked? And you were booked, and I was booked by Facebook.
Yeah.
By just raising issues that they don't want to hear about.
Exactly. And look, they may oust Mark Zuckerberg from his own company. There's a lot.
Well, they want you to make them a human sacrifice, thinking somehow they fix things by getting rid of Zuckerberg. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is, and look, I would only hope that he would be ousted from his own company. I think that he's doing a detriment to the company itself. It's clearly showing that his aggressive tactics of censoring certain people are not working. There's been many, many people that have left Facebook, thankfully. And we'll continue to leave Facebook because, again, we're tired of being censored. We're tired of being told that whatever we post that isn't towing the line of the globalist is somehow, you know, against community standards. It's just ridiculous, and it couldn't have happened to a better company. I hope that they go down in flames.
Well, I think where you're going to find, you see this with even people not buying the new iPhones, but social media is dying. The young millennials and other people are now the first to actually say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, whatever. They're realizing they don't want to be manipulated and controlled like a lab animal with a bunch of electrodes in different parts of their brain, do they?
No, I think, you know, that may be correct in some respects. I think it's more, I don't think social media itself is dying. I think it's more they're tired of being censored. And I think there's millions of Americans that are tired of being censored, and yet... Well, because of that, they are seeing less people interacting on social media.
Right, and there's some new social media coming up from conservatives. There are conservative social media that won't censor you. You know, obviously they don't want people inciting war or violence, but the conservatives don't. In fact, we know it's virtually universally the left that's inciting social violence.
It is, and not only that, I'll add this. You know, there's been many people that have tried to take down Facebook. You know, there's been, you know, Right to Voice, there's been .scene, there's been MeWe, there's a bunch of others. And in order to take down and slay the giant, you really need a lot of help from the outside. And what I mean by that is we need to pick, as conservatives, one platform, whether it's MeWe, which would be the ideal one, because, again, it is the largest of the alternatives. So let's say that everybody, you know, that's conservative in this country decided, you know what? We're going to choose MeWe as the new platform, or whatever platform it might be. And then what we do is we get together 50 to 75 of the most prominent conservative leaders in America, and we meet without the media in a closed-door setting somewhere in Washington or California or New York or Texas or wherever.
Or it could even be online. It could be online.
And
like
we decide where we're all going to go. Then once we decide that, we then tell all of our fans and followers, hey, we're all going to this one platform. We encourage you to do the same. And we have a mass exodus from Facebook of millions upon millions and millions of people all at once going to one platform. You see,
part
of the problem right now with what's going on is we're so fractured. There's so many different competing elements. There's so many different platforms out there. And because of that, we're not being able to convey the message in a coherent way. It's a fractured way. So in order to beat that, we need to just pick one. And everybody goes and makes a pact that we're all going to go to this one platform. And I'll tell you right now, if Facebook lost 10, 15, 20 million conservatives within a 72-hour period, we would bury them permanently.
Well, I'm sure you would.
They'd never recover. If they lost 15 to 20 million accounts within a 72-hour period, not only would their stock go down, Zuckerberg would be forced out, maybe even there would have been another public offering. Maybe the company would have been broken up. Maybe they would have had to sell off Instagram. I mean, we have the power. That's the thing. Conservatives have the power over liberals to do something like this. We just have to be brave enough and organized enough to facilitate something of this magnitude, which I would be a proud sponsor of and leader of to do.
Right. I'd like to see it. See, I want to have the utility action, and I wanted to make sure that there are rational government departments that just get rid of, you know, like MS-13 or people inciting violence, whether they're skinheads or Muslims or whatever they are. And other than that, it should be our free speech to actually raise any question or issue. And what we should, by the way, have is that people like yourself need to be part of the press corps. You need to get rid of people like the CNN guy that recently lost his press pass, so you can raise questions even online before the president and his staff, not just the selected numbskulls that want to push MSNBC and CNN, right?
Exactly. I definitely agree we need to widen the scope.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. From Lindsey Graham about the 85 so-called investigative areas that the demon rats want to do. We basically said, you know, you don't want to go there because I'll start investigating. If they think this is a one-way deal where the House can go investigate the hell out of everything from Trump to his family to whatever, this is not going to go nicely for the Democrats, is it?
No, it's not. And look, the fact that Chuck Grassley has decided to take on the Senate Commerce and Finance Committee chair instead and has vacated the Senate Judiciary Committee chairmanship, Lindsey's going to go right into that spot. And Lindsey's already said on record in a couple of interviews, he said, if they want to go back, I'll go back. If they want to talk about what happened in the past, I'll talk about what happened in the past. And he'll start investigations into Hillary Clinton and everybody else.
I think
with Lindsey Graham now the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I think what we're looking at now is a way to stifle the investigations in the House, because if they're going to try to start their House investigations, Lindsey's going to do it in the Senate, and it's either going to even it out or it's going to be a deterrent to Adam Schiff there and the rest of the Democrats from doing those types of investigations. So
yeah, I think it'll whittle down from 85 to 2 or 3.
Really be a good help.
Yeah. They'll whittle it down from 85 to 2 or 3, and it'll be topics that aren't so offensive that the optics look awful. Because if the Democrats do this and don't collaborate on bipartisan things that need to fix the cost of drugs and other things that both parties want in infrastructure, I guarantee you that the Democrats will have committed the Japanese ceremony of harikari. They will have implanted the geopolitical samurai sword and go, and their guts were going to fall out. That's what these damn Democrats are going to do. They need to realize you're not in the same position. You could be a complainer when you're not in power. But now that you're in power, if you don't collaborate, you want to investigate, if you think Trump's going to be a nice guy and sign your bills and do other things, you've got to be crazy. It's not going to happen.
Well, look, I can only hope and pray that Trump has his veto pen full of ink.
Oh, yeah.
Because anything that comes out of the House should die now in the Senate, which is what we want, because
it will.
Now with Rick Scott as the new senator in Florida, that's been, you know, finalized.
Oh, yeah, he's a
now
tough guy.
What, four new senators? We've got Scott in Florida. We've got Kramer, who took over for Heitkamp in North Dakota. We've got Josh Hawley in Missouri that took over for, what's her name, Claire McCaskill.
Right.
And then we have Donnelly losing and Braun taking over for him in Indiana. We should have had the fifth one, which would have been right here in Arizona. We should have had five, but we have four. And
why did that happen anyway? Because the Christian Cinema's game that was going on there and the illegal flipping of the votes. I don't think this is straight up here in Arizona at all, do you?
No,
I mean, you live there.
Absolutely not. Look, there's no way that Governor Doug Ducey can win by 325,000 votes over David Garcia, and yet somehow Martha McSally is up 17,000 on election night and then all of a sudden loses by 38,000. Look, the Democrats have been stealing all along. Look what they've done in California, where there's nobody to watch what's going on in the ballot counts in California. I mean, every single Republican, there was about five or six of them that were up over their Democratic challengers on election night. Every single one of them has lost. Now, is that a coincidence?
Not really.
I got conservative
friends here in California. I can tell that the California is not as Democratic as people think.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it either is or it isn't, but the bottom line is there's no oversight to, you know, be able to watch for voter fraud, because everybody in elected office in California is a liberal, is a Democrat.
Right.
So it's I mean, the entire state is gone when it comes to officials and government officials. I mean, it's basically all gone.
You mean the ones that even monitor the election process, right?
What's that?
Even the people who monitor the election process are criminals.
They're all criminals. I mean, Brenda Snipes is now going to step down or be forced out, so that's good. Ron DeSantis, the new governor, I think said something about that here recently.
Yeah. Got an appropriate name, wasn't she?
Stacey Abrams, let's talk about this freak. My God. You know, this woman is saying that she's going to concede the race, but now she's going to legally challenge the results, and she's going to try to get a new election. You know, it just goes to show you that Democrats can never win an election without cheating. Never. Even in deep blue California, they have to cheat. In Georgia, which is a red state, they have to cheat. That's all they do is cheat. It's like they have no scruples and no values, and they just continue to cheat.
Well, that's your
and Republicans allow it to happen.
Qualification number one, if you're a Democrat or a demon rat, like Judge Pirro says, you have to be unethical. You have to be willing to do anything.
Well, I don't know if you do this, but did you know that it was actually illegal for Republicans to fight voter fraud since 1982 all the way till January of 2018? Did you know that?
No.
Well, back in 1981, the Republican Party in New Jersey, they got caught sending out mailers to predominantly African-American poor neighborhoods, and they sent out about 45,000 mailers. And what happened is about 40,000 of them came back as undeliverable. So when they came back as undeliverable, the Republicans that were in control then purged the voter rolls and took those people off. I mean, who knows? Maybe they moved. Maybe they died. Maybe they just, you know, whatever. So they weren't doing it out of malice. They decided to make it a fair election, and they purged the voter rolls. Well, what happened after that was the Democrats filed a lawsuit, and they said that the Republicans were in violation of the Voting Rights Act, which is absolutely hysterical when you think about it on the surface, because Democrats, and black Democrats in particular, never would have had the right to vote if it wasn't for Republicans. But anyway, that's a story for another day. So they ended up suing, and they ended up settling out of court with the Republicans being so dumb and so stupid that they signed a consent decree, which basically stated that, for all intents and purposes, they will not challenge voter fraud in the future. Well, here's what happened. That vote was upheld from 1982 to 2018. As a matter of fact, the presiding judge eventually retired. He was so old, he was in his 90s. He would come out of retirement once a year just to uphold that law, and then he'd go back into retirement. After he retired, another person took over that seat, and they kept it going as well. This was challenged by the circuit courts. It was not seen by the Supreme Court. For some reason, they didn't want to take a look at this case. And here's the kicker. Finally, we had a John Michael Vasquez judge for the U.S. District Court in New Jersey. He vacated the order, finally, in January of 2018. So now we can go after voter fraud. But to think that all those years, Democrats were getting away with voter fraud, and there was nothing that Republicans could really do about it.
Sounds, that is SOP, Standard Operational Procedure, doesn't it?
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
No wonder America's screwed up. How's that?
Yep.
No wonder you elect Trump and he can't get things done, eh?
That's correct.
Not surprising.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. So, Josh, we had some fun on the break there with some names, too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to use any of those names, but they kind of there's some sarcastic and very dry and painful humor to this, because like the old Greek tragedies, you can smile and laugh and cry at the same time, and you have to in order to wake up, because a lot of people don't want to wake up. But the fact is, there's a price to pay for not waking up to the craziness going on.
Yeah, no, there's no question that there's a lot of people that are still asleep at the wheel. And it's really sad, you know, because, you know, there's so many people that are just going through their day-to-day life. They're not really paying attention to the issues. They're not paying attention to the things that are happening. And there's so many good things that are happening, too, not just the negative. I mean, there's
lots of good. I mean, I honestly
that are happening,
think that...
And yet the media refuses to tell the American people and the general public about some of these incredible things that have occurred. And when you're only hearing one side and everything is just, you know, one way, then the American people get jaded, and the American people start thinking, well, maybe Trump isn't doing what he said he was set out to and was going to do. But yet he is doing everything he said that he was going to do. Not only that, but he's even doing more than what he said.
Well, there's a number of bills in the lame duck session right now between
of an under-promiser and an over-deliverer.
Well, I think Trump has got three bills that I know about that are kind of sitting there in the lame duck session before January when the Dems take over. And the Dems, basically, these are bipartisan bills. Things like controlling drug prices and other issues. They're like, why would you argue with them? Are you kidding? And the fact is, it's not going to change the outcome of the election. The problem is, if the Democrats don't behave like pro-America first, they're going to kill themselves geopolitically. And I don't see a change in behavior. What I see is more of the same from the Democrats.
Well, again, I think that, you know, their luster and their threats and all that garbage that they did to get back in power, typical of any Democrat, they lie to the voter to get them to trust them that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, and then when they get into office, they do the complete opposite. They've been doing that for 150 to 200 years. That's not going to change. But what is going to change is Adam Schiff and the Democrats are not going to do the types of investigations that they promised their constituents and promised their radicalized left-wing base that they were going to do.
Right.
I also don't really foresee impeachment on the table.
Oh,
I
no,
think
that's...
that if Nancy Pelosi ends up becoming speaker, I think that she'll quash it. I think that she'll squash it. I think that she'll say, you know what, we've got to learn, we're in the minority, we've got to learn to work with this president, let's find common ground, let's do prison reform, let's
right.
do some kind of infrastructure. You know, there's going to be some things that they can work on. I highly doubt you're going to see investigation after investigation after investigation. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham will, everything they move they make, Lindsey's going to make a counter move that's going to be very painful for the Democrats.
Yeah, again, you know, you have to understand that they're going to continue to do what they think their base wants them to do. But they're going to get pushback from moderates and from independents and from people that don't want them to just 2 years' worth of obstruction. You know,
right.
they want to see them work. And if you see the exit polling, it all says the same thing, that the people that voted for the Democrats were for two reasons. One, they wanted a check on Trump. And two, they wanted those people to work with the Republicans to get things done.
Right.
And if they go about business and just try to obstruct, it's not going to bode well for them. They'll be, as I said on my video, they're renting the house for 2 years. The Democrats remind me of a bunch of college kids that rent a house for, you know, the summer on the beach. And they rent the house. They can barely afford the house. They fill it with all kinds of things, alcohol, drugs, prostitutes, you name it. They break things. They break glass. They break, you know, banisters. They break the doors down. It's dirty. It's disgusting. And then they leave it, and then they go somewhere else. That's what the Democrats remind me of. That's what I think that they would want to do for the next 2 years. And if they do that, if they rent the house for 2 years and treat it like a summer cottage, they're going to be out on their butt in 2 years, and Republicans are going to take back the House and grow the Senate, and he'll be reelected.
Right.
I don't think they're going to go that route, because I think they understand that that is political suicide to do.
I think you're going to get a mixture of both. I think you're going to see some elements. If Pelosi gets in, I have a feeling she's going to be a moderating influence rather than mm-hmm. an excitatory influence. But if they replace her with somebody else, it's most likely going to be left of center, and it's going to be bad. And it means that they're going to be a wave election. They're actually going to be saying, waving bye-bye to the Democrats for the next mm-hmm. 2 years, because they're never getting back in power for decades. Once
yeah.
they blow it this time, they're done.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that, because I think that the American people don't want these crazy, wacko leftists running the government.
Right, you don't think the healthcare system is broken. And
either a check on President Trump, which obviously he doesn't even need one, really, but
no,
they feel as though they need, maybe it's the tweeting, I don't know. But the bottom, I don't know how you put a check on the best economy in 50 years. I don't know how you put a check on the lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics in lifetime. I don't really think you can put a check on that, but whatever. So anyway, that's why they were elected, and to work with Republicans.
If I was giving an agenda, what would you say the top three or four things between now and the lame duck session being over in January? What do you think you'd tell the Republicans and the Democrats jointly?
Absolutely simple.
Right.
First thing I would do is I would push through. I would do two things. Number one, I would give the Democrats an early Christmas gift for winning back the House. They worked hard. They lied to the American public. They deserve a present. And that present should be President Trump should recess appointment over 50 judges that have been stalled and obstructed by the Democrats for his first 2 years. And he should recess appoint them during the Christmas break, during the lame duck session. And the reason he should do it, even though they need to be permanently confirmed through the Senate within the end of the term, I'm playing the odds on the fact that now we have enough Republican senators that they'll fly right through.
Right.
So it's a calculated political move. Is it popular? No. Is it ethical? Eh, maybe, maybe not, but who cares? We don't have time for ethics
right
now.
Stop the ethic game, right?
We need to keep this country in good standing, and these judges have been waiting long enough. They need to go out there on the judicial playground, and they need to be out there doing what they're supposed to be doing. President Trump ought to do it. He's never recessed appointed a judge yet. Ronald Reagan did 232 in his time.
He's got a lot to catch up on, right?
He's got a lot to catch up on.
What else would you suggest in terms of bipartisan
activity? The other thing I would suggest is we shove border security, the border wall, and funding for the border wall down their throats. I would have the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans come up and draft a bill to get, you know, $10, $15, $20 billion appropriated for the building of the border wall, and then make a separate bill. Now that the Democrats are in the House, they can control the purse strings. I would have a separate bill that states that the money being allocated for the wall cannot be used for any other purpose other than for constructing and building the border wall. That's how you take the power away from the Democrats who are coming into power.
Yeah, the other thing I would add to that is I would recommend that they just carve a chunk out of the Pentagon budget and have the Army Corps of Engineers build it.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah.
You could do that too.
And the next thing I would do is I would talk about prison reform, which Trump has talked to Black and other people to do. And that's a bipartisan thing. That should be done immediately. And then talk about drug prices, generic and non-generic drugs. This is a lame duck thing. It's on the list. Do it.
Over 10 prominent Black Democrats and many members of the Black Congressional Caucus voted against prison reform. I want you to understand this. They voted against prison reform. The reason? Because a white Republican would have gotten the credit for it.
Isn't that awful? But you know, if you scratch Trump's skin and his orange tan, he's actually black underneath that. You know that spray tan he has, right?
He's more black than Obama.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Give a heads up of our topic next Monday for the show after Thanksgiving. But you had thought of a really good title, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's time to nullify the victory in the House that the Democrats got. And how do you do that? Well, you do a couple of things. Number one, you have the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman, now be Lindsey Graham, who has promised to do investigations into Hillary Clinton and to other things if the Democrats decide that they're going to try to do all these investigations that they promised their radical left-wing base. That's
right.
Number one. Number two, you have President Trump use executive orders and basically nullify the results of their victory. Put them so far out of power that there's nothing they can do. We've won the Senate. We've gained strength in the Senate by four solid new seats that we have taken over. We can get any judge we want on the Supreme Court or any other court, and we can use executive orders and a veto pen to nullify the power of the House Democrats.
And look at all the Republican governors have not been put in position.
Yep, exactly.
I think this is going to be very interesting. As Tucker Carlson said, this isn't going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly, but it's going to create great tape. In other words, this is going to create great news for the big news broadcasters like Fox and your show and my show when you see this unfold, because it's not going to unfold ugly. There's going to be some high points. I'm sure there's going to be good things happen, but it's going to be mostly bad.
Well, look, I'll say this once again. I think that they were elected not to obstruct. They were elected to work with Republicans and to be whatever you want to call it, a check on the president. And so the people that voted for the Democrats were not in love with the Democrats. They weren't in love with the Republicans either, let's be honest. But they weren't in love with the Democrats. And it was more of a situation where they just wanted these people to be able to work with the Republicans. They wanted a split government, which is why they split the government. And now the Democrats have all the pressure and all the power to actually work with Republicans and to work with the president and to get some things done. Now, we're not going to get everything done, but if we can get prison reform done, if we can get an infrastructure deal done only, by the way, with the caveat that they fund and construct the border wall, otherwise forget it. And so, you know, you're going to get some things done. Maybe you'll get prescription drugs done and a couple other things, although they recently did something with that. So there's some things that can get done.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm very positive about this. I think what you're going to find is you're going to see a lot of the issues are going to push the Democrats into either position of either collaborating or committing geopolitical suicide.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's a good thing. I think it's good for American politics that that happens, because it'll expose who really cares about Americans, not just America, but Americans first. Reduce drug prices, prison reform, border wall constructed, and also a visa lottery, the Bracero 2 program to bring people up here that want to work in America and earn money. Keep half their money. Put a tracker anklet on them. Don't let them go off the farm. And keep them in nice places. If they bring up their kid, have their kid go to school while they're picking fruit or doing whatever. Ship them back in buses to El Salvador. They don't get citizenship or they don't get asylum. This asylum thing is nuts, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And look, we shouldn't be having these migrants have any, you know, asylum. They should not be allowed in this country. And I'm going to actually put out a video this week that I'm sure Right Wing Watch is going to absolutely love, because I have a way to deal with these migrants that is certainly going to be controversial. I'll just leave it at that. He'll have to.
Yeah, well, you can deal with it humanely.
We can find out.
If I was actually advising Trump, I would have said, don't send your troops to the border. Send them down 1,000 miles inside Mexico. Start with your other staff vetting who, maybe 5 or 10% of people, can actually have a tracker anklet and be shipped up to work at a camp with a tracker anklet. The rest of them, ship them back, not just to their home country, but to their home country's prison. Because these people have already broken enough laws. Most of these people that are migrants have already should be in jail in their home country. And then read the leaders a kind of a riot act letter. We're not going to support your country anymore unless you imprison these people who have broken your laws and our laws and the laws in Mexico. Mexico is kind of, on one hand, saying we're going to do something. They never stop these people. Why?
Exactly. And that's where I think the power of the purse strings here in America can really play out and stop this. Because we can tell Guatemala and Honduras and some of these other countries in Mexico and just say we're done. That's it. No more. There's absolutely nothing we're going to do financially to give you any aid or support ever again while this is going on unless you stop it. And believe me, those migrants will be rounded up and brought back to their countries, their prisons, what have you, within 72 hours. Those caravans will be stopped immediately when the governments are being threatened that there's no more gravy train coming from the U.S.
Exactly. And we're talking about something in a country like Honduras getting like $750 million. I mean, if that was put into programs to help the training and make the street safer and stop the drug cartels from harassing people, it would be a decent country. They wouldn't want to leave. And not only that, if they want to apply to work here, they need to have a work visa and be properly vetted. And if they did, they don't get asylum. to get to come up here with a tracker angle to make sure you don't get off the camp and go to work MS-13 or be prostitution or all kinds of other crazy stuff going on. We can control this. This is controllable. We have technology now. We don't need to have a giant, you know, a bunch of judiciary giving people asylum hearings. They shouldn't get damn asylum hearings. Asylum should be reversed for people under serious personal danger, and we can often clear up this danger because our own deep state intel agencies like the 17th Agency, the SAD, Special Activities Division, is collaborating with some of the cartels that cause these people harassment. And if we smarten up and stop that, Trump could stop the drug cartels running in conjunction like Fast and Furious with our own intel agencies stuffing trillions of dollars of money into black op projects that the government and the Senate and the Congress and the President himself are probably unaware of. It's a need-to-know basis, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, not only that, you can look at the entire perspective here. And
right.
The entire perspective has to be that immigration control is the number one thing. And as far as asylum and things like that, what if these countries that people are fleeing from, whether it's Syria or whether it's Iran or whether it's Somalia or whatever, right? If they're fleeing these countries because they want a better life or they're trying to get away from violence or what have you, then why aren't countries in the Middle East setting up safe zones? Areas in which they set up, in which these people can go to, they stay there, they're housed there for a certain amount of time, and then whatever happens in those countries, they go in there, they clear out the rat's nest, they get rid of the terrorists, and then those people can go back. Many of these people that are being displaced don't necessarily want to be out of their countries. You know, this is
of course not.
They're familiar. This is where their family is, where their children are, where everything is familiar to them. They don't want to be displaced and go somewhere else, many of them. So why not have a Saudi Arabia as punishment for Khashoggi set up with their money a refugee place for people that are fleeing Aleppo and in Syria and Afghanistan and Pakistan? Why don't they set something up? Why do we have to have the burden
of taking care of
these people?
I'll give you a couple of facts. Did you know that the Saudis already have tents, and not sloppy tents, but really good ones, for millions of people they can easily set up in Saudi Arabia or in, say, Jordan, and have lots of places for these people in the Middle East to go? And we can do, you know, similar things here. I mean, America needs to realize a lot of these people coming up on the border are not just Mexicans and South Americans. They're Middle Easterners, aren't they?
Yeah, they just found 12 or 14 Bangladeshis that were part of on the Texas border. It was just on the Drudge Report today.
And then people have to understand there's also terrorists are coming here, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other ones.
They found prayer rugs and Korans at the southern border.
Right.
Yeah, that's not made-up information. That's for real.
How many Islamic terrorist civil detention organizations are in America ready to do harm when they get the orders from their imam? It's a lot. 90% of the mosques in America preach at least one time or another on their Sabbath, which is Saturday, bad things to other fellow Americans. Did you know that? It's in their own...
And not only that, Annapurna, which is about 8 miles away from El Paso, Texas, the FBI has found an ISIS embankment camp a few years ago.
Doesn't surprise me. You're always clued in, aren't you? Always ahead of the storm. Amazing. Thank you, Josh. Another remarkable show. Back tomorrow. We're going to have another amazing NutriMed show and Kelby Smith from His Advocates, John W. Smith, and, of course, get ready for Thanksgiving. The sale's on. The word is thanks. Save 7% today. You don't have to wait till midnight. It's available.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888- 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.